Paul, that was quite a roller coaster ride. Just give us your take on the game and the way it ended.
Well, I thought we were much better early in the game, coming off our last game and doing the things that we wanted to do. Our zone time was better. Chances that we had to score, I think it got a little open there in the second, off our power play. For both teams, and we played the third. In the third period, there was a 4-minute stretch there where we had some passes to the make that looked like we were a little squeezing them a little bit on that. But other than that, I mean, the shots are 9-7. We played the third for the most part exactly the way we wanted to. Had some chances to score and give up a late goal.
You seem to have fine legs. That you found another gear.
The energy in the building, I mean, that's as good a building as I've ever seen in my life. And we had good jump and good legs because of it. And we needed it. We used it to good effect for a big chunk of the game.
How do you, as a coach, how do you get in and convince them to bounce back from that?
Well, just, you know, the simple thing is to focus on the one game. That's what's left. And then we'll go through the things that were different in tonight's game than in the two previous games and try to get as much of that in that next game. And, you know, we made some plays. We tried some things that didn't work, but we were trying to execute some things and not playing overly safe. And at times that led to a little bit of looseness, but we needed to play with that we need to play more confidently tonight, and we were able to do that in a difficult situation when you lose two, to find that confidence in your game. But that was the most confident we had been with the puck in these last three.
You mentioned liking your third period a lot more, but obviously it's three straight games where you had the lead and leave without it. Is it in this team's head by this point?
No, I think if it's in the head, then you see a different looking third period than you saw. Like I said, we gave up 7, had 9. We certainly weren't sitting back. We had 2 dumps that we couldn't retrieve on the last 2 goals. The tying goal went off the back of the net into the air. We lost where we were on that, and it's in the back of the net. We had an opportunity to win it on the power play and made a pretty darn good save on it.
As you said, Paul, the third period wasn't necessarily you guys kind of slipping, but is there something you can do to counteract what the Ducks do in third periods that they have throughout the series?
You know, that was the least aggressive they've been in the third period. In terms of, you know, they'll get up the ice, they'll get 5 men. I just didn't feel there were fewer chances to score in the third than there were in the second. I didn't, you know, they're going to get some zone time. We had some zone time, but I think we handled it pretty darn well.
Paul, Blake mentioned it this morning, and you did at the end of the regular season, on just the adversity you'd gone through this year and how you sort of didn't want to go through that much, but it could help you. Is this sort of that time you might draw on that?
Or? Well, you know, it's a tough hill to climb. The positives are we've had leads in all these games, so it's there. We want to make sure that we play with the same attitude we play tonight, tomorrow, and or the next game, and we